My job is dishwasher, slash barista, food runner, busser. That's dad.
Yoshan Smith is 24 and works in the restaurant industry. First, he was at Panda Express when he was 15. Now he's at a popular downtown LA restaurant. He thinks the stereotype that younger employees only get jobs for extra money, so chump change, is ridiculous.
I don't see anyone doing that. I'm definitely not. Neither is anyone else.
Yoshan works to provide for his family, him, his wife, and their three-year-old son. He earns about $720 every 2 weeks. That's just a little over $1,400 a month.
It goes to rent, it goes to food, it goes to the phone bill, it goes to landscaping for the yard, it goes to dog food, it goes to clothes if Dario needs it.
I asked him if he thinks his employer treats him any differently because he's younger than his coworkers.
Us being younger, like early 20s and early 30s, we do get treated differently for being those ages, you know, because that's the age where we're most vulnerable. You know, we're in our prime, we're young, and the employers see that as something to take advantage of. You know, they think that we're stupid. They think we don't know as much as they do. So they try to treat us like as if we're just kids.
California recently voted to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, a move supposedly designed to help people like Yoshan. But he's worried it might have unintended consequences.
I hope it's not you get paid $15 an hour, but you work a quarter of the hours you worked before so we can pay you the same amount. Oh, but it's like, you get $15 an hour, you're going to keep your schedule, and this amount of taxes is not going to be taken away from you. I hope that's the thing, you know? Because now, it seems like a raise doesn't even matter anymore. Okay, I can get a dollar raise, but that dollar raise just means my hours are going to get cut. So I can keep paying me the same amount. You know, it seems like, what I've noticed, like, a raise is only there to look good on paper. No, but not actually work out for the employees so much.
Welcome to Broke, the show about why you don't have money and what you'll do to get it. I'm Carla Javier. Again, you just heard from Yoshan Smith. He's 24. He has an adorable kid named Dario who likes to run around and grab my microphone from me.
And I also think,
do you remember that thing that Yoshan said about working paycheck to paycheck? I want to unpack that a little more. It seems unbelievable. He could sound like another spoiled young person. That's the narrative that the media loves to tell us. But Yoshan actually lives paycheck to paycheck, and researchers say he's not alone. 48% of workers in Los Angeles County between 18 and 34, so workers like Yoshan, they use their earnings to support their families. Less than 1% say they use their wages only for going out.
You know, they do have other responsibilities, and also they're not only students, but you know, they have a family, they have other responsibilities as well.
There's Jaylee Q. Rose. She was a researcher on the Young Workers Report. The findings in that report are a bit startling. Here to talk about it is another researcher, Saba Wahid.
We used to be a manufacturing city, and along with that were better wages so you could be a low-skilled worker and still make decent wages that could support a family.
It's hard being a young worker, says researcher Yana Shattuck-Hernandez.
They are working hard. They are not only just going to school, but they're also working. This kind of story, historically, young people have always been used as a way to fill labor market needs when there's a need for workers, and also they're the first to be fired when there isn't a need.
Working for minimum wage isn't Yoshan's dream. He wants to be a photographer. In fact, he supplements his income by taking some freelance gigs, though he does offer to take a picture of me for free.
I want my son to like be able to pick up a magazine and be like, yeah, my dad took these pictures, you know? I walk into a museum and he'll see his picture up there. I just want to be more involved with what I love doing and more involved with the person whose life I love taking care of, you know?
When Yoshan got his first job, he used his pay to fund that passion. I was curious what your first jobs were and what you used the money for. So I asked on Facebook and on Twitter, and you told me all sorts of things.
My name is Kat, and my first real job was as an entry-level worker at an adolescent treatment facility for youth. I was a young 22 when I started, and I made a whopping $15,000, which at the time was just a couple thousand dollars above the poverty level, and I had a bachelor's degree. So needless to say, I spent my money on just the basics. I did not have a lot of money to splurge. I can remember being excited when I could buy, go out and have a real pizza instead of just having a cardboard frozen pizza, because that's all I could afford from Albertsons at the time. It was a good start in the working world, but it wasn't a place that I could stay very long because I just wasn't making enough money.
And many of you said you were thinking of school.
This is Roberto. My first job was at a magazine company named World Colored. I ready pallets and magazines for shipment, making about $8 an hour. I was 18 when I got the job, and I was ready to move to college. I wanted to make sure that I had enough for the moving expenses, for tuition, and for books. So I saved up a good bit a couple months before moving.
Broke is reported, produced, and hosted by me, Carla Javier. The song you hear fading below me is Bills by Lunch Money Lewis. I think it's really popular not just because it's super catchy, but also because it's pretty real. I heard this song on the radio and knew I had to pair it with Yoshan's story because he's got bills he's got to pay. So he's working, working, working every day. Next time on Broke.
$10 isn't enough, $12 isn't enough, but $15 can be.
We talk about the minimum wage. Thanks for listening.